The Heritage Foundation, a conservative organization, ranked Wisconsin 8th in the nation for election security. That is because we have always done our due diligence. There were multiple investigations into the 2020 election, including those done by the Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty and the Legislative Audit Bureau, where improvements were proposed. The Senate Elections Committee, which I chair, has passed nearly 30 bills that address these real issues. We address the third-party money and meddling in our elections. We ensure nursing home residents aren't taken advantage of and close the indefinitely confined loophole, just to name a few. These changes don't make it harder to vote. They provide legal direction to election administrators who have either asked for it or the courts have demanded it. Sadly, the current governor made a political calculation that he was going to call all election bills voter suppression. Most, if not all, of these veto messages indicate a lack of understanding of the electoral process. These bills need to come back next session, so either the governor needs to change his mind about the importance of secure elections, or we need to change the governor.